Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Ole Miss Spirit's Billy and Body welcomes you to the flagship, an Ole Miss recruiting podcast powered by Status Jet.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the flagship here at the Ole Miss Spirit, affiliate of On3. I'm Billy Ambody, excited to be back with you guys for another edition, a special one, as I was at the East-West Shrine Bowl, which is held in North Texas. The game is set for Thursday night at AT&T Stadium, where the Cowboys play, but of course, it is 2025, which means it is free to use as the playoffs have now wrapped up. Not that the Cowboys would have been there to begin with, but that's another story. What I do have for you guys today are three exclusive interviews that I sat down with at the East-West Shrine Bowl, and those are three Rebels that are representing Ole Miss, three of the four that are at the East-West Shrine Bowl. Juice Wells wasn't able to fit it in the schedule with NFL team meetings, but Caden Prescorn, tight end, J.J. Pegues, defensive lineman, and of course running back, and Chris Poupaul, All-American linebacker, sat down with myself and a former East-West Shrine Bowl participant himself, Hayden Howerton, who was among the all-time starts leaders at SMU. He came into town for the East-West Shrine Bowl, so he kind of helped me set up this whole East-West Shrine Bowl experience, and we sat down with these guys for some exclusive interviews. Really excited to share them with you guys. Before we get to that, though, I do want to remind you that the flagship is presented by our friends at StatusJet. Go to statusjet.com and learn more. If you haven't flown private before, it might make sense for you to reach out to them and get more information on how they can help you, whether it be for family trips, whether it be for work, taking clients. They have an aircraft that can fit your needs, and they can set up everything you need for that trip, whether it be round trip, whether it be multiple stops, whether it be catering, whether it be ground transportation, hotels, they can create an experience for you. And when you mention Ole Miss Spirit, myself, Billy Ambody, any of us at Ole Miss Spirit, you can get a discount on a round trip flight. So helicopters, jets, planes, whatever you need, Status Jet is there for you to make it into a really, really exclusive experience for you, and one with a level of attention to detail that you would expect from that type of experience and company. So Status Jet, reach out to them today. Go to statusjet.com for more. All right, we're going to begin our interview series with none other than the mayor. I mean, J.J. Pegues has become a beloved Rebel after transferring in from Auburn after a 2-year stint there. He went on to win 29 football games in his hometown of Oxford and really has become one of the great stories of college football. This is what college football is all about. And obviously there's that transfer portal piece to it, but for J.J. Pegues to come home, to end up, you know, getting the Chucky Mullins Award, wearing number 38 and having the career he did and the leadership that he showed on this team and what he brought to the table for Ole Miss. This is a really special interview. I think you guys will enjoy this one. I mean, out of all of the players that are at the Shrine Bowl, this is one where the interview really just stood out to me. And myself and Hayden Howerton, we sat down with about a dozen guys, and we'll share some of those interviews with you. But I'd be hard pressed to find, you know, many more guys that are as impressive as JJ Pegues. So without any further ado, we give you our first interview from the East-West Shrine Bowl, Ole Miss defensive lineman and running back, JJ Pegues.
Welcome back now. Happy to be joined by Ole Miss defensive lineman and running back, JJ Pegues. JJ, thanks for the time today. What's it like getting out of here this week and just being around so many talented players and getting to showcase what you can do?
It's definitely a blessing being able to be in the game. I want to thank the East-West Shrine Bowl for giving me the opportunity. And like I said, it's a lot of talent over here, and I just want to learn from the best. And I feel like as a unit, we got the best coaches, we got the best resources. So it's definitely a blessing again, and I'm just very thankful for it.
You know, one of the most well-known Rebels of the last few years. What was your ride like over there and helping, you know, this team get to where it is now, too?
It definitely was a, you know, full circle moment. It was a great ride. You know, me and Dart coming in at the same time, leaving together. Felt like we just left a legacy, something that Ole Miss hasn't done in a long time, you know, and definitely on the defensive side. You know, you usually see the offense at Ole Miss, but you know, we tried to change that and make it an offensive and defensive school. And it was a pleasure being there. You know, I love the community. They always call me the mayor, the community man. So love that. And I just love everyone that gave me the opportunity. Kiffin, Coach Joyner, everyone.
You talked about Coach Joyner. Billy played with him. I played under him a little bit at SMU.
Yes,
can you talk a little bit about how he shaped your career and your life?
Yeah, he definitely played a big role in my life. He took a young offensive-minded player who played offense his whole life and made him a dog on defense. So really, he like a pass rush guru, like, and he very, very talented still. You know, he we got a little basketball games we doing and stuff like that. Pretty sure y'all seen him on YouTube, but he still got it. You know, but no, I love Coach Jordan. I appreciate everything he done for me, and I'd do it over again if I had to do it again.
What has been something this week that you're looking forward to doing, or what's something that has surprised you so far about this game?
I'm definitely looking forward to being with the kids. We get a day of just being around kids and just being able to help them out and show them what we do and just play around with them. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. And a big shock, really more under center than anything. You know, we used the shotgun and stuff like that. So I just say really more under center stuff.
When you talk with NFL teams, what's some of the early feedback that you guys have gotten from, you know, for your side of things?
I really don't know, to be honest. You know, I'm still in the process of talking to them, but I've definitely been hearing some both sides of the ball, offense and stuff like that. But whichever team picked me up, I'm definitely glad for the opportunity. I like to win, so wherever they want me to play at, I'm going to play it.
A lot of NFL greats have played in this game. Tom Brady, Brock Purdy have both played in this game. Is there anybody that you model your game after in the NFL?
I look up to Ed Oliver, just a dog, you know, coming from Houston. He just really, the pro mindset, you know, him just, you know, doing stuff like the organic way. He'll go out there with no sleeves, gloves, like just small stuff like that, like the people don't look at, but it definitely renders, like, me as like, that's why I don't wear gloves and stuff like that. You know, at practice they be like, bro, you crazy, like, you're not wearing gloves. I'm like, I get it for Ed Oliver, so definitely Ed Oliver.
There's little secrets too. You put the Vaseline on the arms, you know, all that good stuff.
For sure.
Do you have any teams that you'd want to end up at in the back of your mind?
I got a couple, but I ain't gonna say, you know.
No.
I got a couple for sure.
Still gotta negotiate at some point, right?
But like I said, it's gonna be a blessing no matter where I go. I thank anybody whoever picked me up, like I said, but they will get a great player, and they will get a guy that's gonna do everything right and be there, not just be there, but be there for a long time. You know?
When you look ahead to the future of Ole Miss, who are some of the guys coming up? You know, you guys have assembled a great group of talent, that defensive line. Who do you have your eyes on to kind of break out next year?
Really the whole D-line. Coming from Will Eccles, a young freshman who got a little playing time, Akilo Stone, who's been there with me when I got there, Zay Harris. That's going to be a monster. He already a monster now, and he can run. So really them and Austin Simmons. I mean, I'm pretty sure y'all seen what he did in Georgia, came in and took a drive down as a freshman and scored. So I feel like Ole Miss, it's not going to be a drop-off at all. They're going to do what they got to do. Kiffin always have a great plan. Pete Golden always have a great plan. And, you know, it's always hot and tidy. Hot and tidy with me, yeah.
You guys had some big moments this year, you know, beating Georgia. Look back on that. What was that like to see that happen at the Vaught?
It was very surreal. Like, in the fourth quarter, the smoke was on the field and stuff like that. And they were like, bro, y'all playing this or something? But, like, nah, it was them rushing the field early, like, rushing the field twice and stuff like that. I mean, it was a surreal moment. And definitely happening in Mississippi, you know, it felt like a playoff game. So we probably couldn't bring them one, but we got the win against Georgia there. So that really all that mattered. And we was ready for it no matter what. I feel like there was no surprises with any team or anything like that, you know. We probably lost all our games, all the three games we lost by 3 points, you know, which sucks. But at the end of the day, you got to win the close ones, you know. But I feel like us, as me and Dart, as the captains of the team, we definitely did a great job in that group, just coming with the freshmen, Walter Nolan, Princely, Juice Wells, and all. Like, it's hard to bring a lot of transfers in and, like, get them on one page. So I feel like me and Jackson did all we could for that, and we just appreciate Rebel Nation for all the love they're giving us.
Cool. Awesome. Thanks so much for joining us, JJ. Good luck this week. We'll be watching.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Really enjoyed sitting down with JJ at the East-West Shrine Bowl, and he's got a chance to really boost his draft stock. I think the undersized defensive tackle is starting to make a little bit of a push in the league. Obviously, Aaron Donald paved the way for just about everyone in that regards, as well as other guys throughout the years, but you know, now leverage is so important, and I think JJ, with his athleticism playing on both sides of the ball, will be another example of why teams will end up taking a chance on him. He is among the 9 Rebels in the top 200 overall best available of the 2025 NFL draft per ESPN, and now he's getting a chance to cap his college career by playing on a huge stage at the East-West Shrine Bowl. So appreciate JJ for spending some time with us. The next one we have is Caden Prescorn, who, funny enough, Hayden Howerton, who does the interview with me, as you guys will see, actually played against Caden, or at least played against his first college football team in Memphis in this 2019 kind of electric SMU Memphis matchup where the Tigers came out on top. And then you fast forward and Caden ends up, you know, going from backup quarterback to tight end to transferring to Ole Miss, and really was expected to have a huge season in 2024. And it didn't work out. He got nicked up and wasn't able to, you know, make that big jump that we were kind of expecting from him. But he did play in all 13 games, had 10 starts. He finished 5th on the team in receptions of 27 and yards, 401, caught 3 touchdown passes on the year. And I'll say this, getting a chance to watch practice at East-West Shrine Bowl really gives you an appreciation for just his size. You know, you look at some of the tight ends that are in this game. I think of a Jalen Conyers. There were a couple other guys out there, but Caden really stands out with his size alone. And I think at 6'6", 255, this is somebody you could see, you know, really carving out a career in the NFL, both because he can contribute on special teams, but he's got that size that he can contribute in the run blocking game. And I think having that type of versatility is really important. He's one of the reasons why the tight end position is the hardest to evaluate in college football. You know, everybody talks about offensive linemen, but nobody really brings up just how difficult it is to evaluate tight ends. And that's because you do have wide receivers that grow into tight ends. You have other position players like a Caden Prescorn, who started out as a walk-on quarterback, who grow into tight ends. And similar for tight ends growing into offensive tackles. There are some good stories of that over the years. But Caden has that unique story, and we touch on that in the interview. So really pumped to get to spend some time with Caden Prescorn. Without any further ado, we share with you guys this interview with Caden Prescorn.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone, all with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
All right, welcome back here at the East-West Shrine Bowl Media Day here. Caden Prescore, Ole Miss tight end, do it all. You're one of the well-known guys on that Ole Miss roster. What's this experience like for you getting a chance to represent the Rebels here?
Oh, yeah, it's an awesome experience. Just really get to showcase my skills. Kind of been banged up the last couple of years. Not been totally healthy, just to showcase me being healthy out there on the field.
And the resurgence under Coach Kiffin that Ole Miss has enjoyed, what was that like being a part of?
Oh, yeah, it's awesome being – Coach Kiffin's the best. He's just the ultimate player's coach. He understands how to take care of the older guys' bodies, little stuff like that, and he's so fun to be around.
You went to Fork Union. You were a walk-on at Memphis at a time. Can you talk about your journey from then to where you are now going against the best this week?
Yeah, I came a long way. I walked on, quarterback. I actually joined the team that 2019 fifth game during the season. I was enrolled in school first, walked on, just worked my way up, 215-pound quarterback, and just took every step. Ninth string, went to fifth string, went to third string, and started my redshirt junior year and really took a jump, really from my redshirt sophomore year to my redshirt junior year.
That's awesome. As somebody who played in this game, I kind of understand the grind and things like that. What has been your favorite experience so far of being here at Shrine?
Really just being around the guys, meeting different guys from different colleges and being around them, and really just to meet people. I love the experience.
You get to chat with some NFL teams. What's the feedback you've gotten early on?
Yeah, I've gotten really good feedback. I know they're telling me what they think of me, what they see me as, what they think I need to improve. So I feel like it's awesome feedback, and I just got to keep improving and stacking days from here on out.
And as you go through this process, what is it like for you? I mean, this is obviously a critical stretch, that job interview. What's your day-to-day like?
Yeah, it's long days, you know. But it's going good, though. Just got to really just take one step at a time and just really control what I can control.
You look back on your Ole Miss career. What was it like to come in and develop and become a key part of the offense at various points, be a starter? Just that overall journey for you in Oxford.
Yeah, coming to Oxford was the best. They have the best fans, best community. Just being there was awesome. They're awesome to my family. Really transferring over there, playing in the SEC. I mean, nobody thought I was going to play in the SEC. Nobody thought I was going to play at Memphis. But just doing that, playing in those environments, playing with meeting new people, playing against guys that you're going to be seeing on Sundays.
If you had a dream team to play at the next level for, who would it be?
I got to go back home. Lions, baby.
And everybody has a story, and everybody gets their different paths. There's guys that, were on the radar as an eighth grader and had offers that are here, I'm sure. You took such a unique path. Is that something that continues to drive you every day? Is that something that you sell to NFL teams to say, look at how far I've come?
Yeah, I mean, my story is not so many people have that type of story. I mean, a lot of people just – I've always been at the top. I've always been down at the bottom. That still fuels me today, and I definitely tell that to NFL teams.
Awesome. Caden, thanks so much for stopping by for a few minutes with us, and we enjoyed watching you, take this journey, how far it's come, and looking forward to the next steps.
I appreciate it. Thank you all.
Good luck the rest of the way, boss.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks. All right, Caden was terrific. Really enjoyed spending some time with him, and for me, this is – having been thrown into the Ole Miss beat at the end of the season, this is my first time really spending a lot of time around these players. I didn't cover a JJ or a Caden and even really a Poupal during recruiting. And so my first opportunity to talk with them and get to know them, they all spoke highly of, their experience in Oxford and what they learned from being in this program, and really enjoyed getting that insight. And even just, those few minutes you get to chat with somebody off the camera and not, while things are rolling, just get to know them as people. I think the three guys we talked with are incredible representatives of Ole Miss. But before we go to our last interview, Poupal, All-American linebacker, Juice Wells is also playing in the East-West Shrine Bowl. He's somebody that I think, in terms of a man beater slot, has potential to find a way onto a roster. I think where you want to see him continue to improve as he gets into just focusing on the next level and not having to worry about, class or any of the other things that college players have to, is you want to see him become that more complete wide receiver and really refine his route running. I think that's the thing that he showed some flashes of in practice from what I've seen. And obviously he became this incredibly sought after player in the transfer portal. And it's fair to say he didn't necessarily live up to expectations coming to Ole Miss, but we didn't get a chance to talk with him, at least as of this episode. We might be able to squeeze in an interview at some point in the coming days or after the Shrine Bowl, but did want to share that Juice Wells has shown some flashes in practice and he's looking to boost his stock. One guy that I think has the big potential to really wow NFL teams is Poupal. I think he's, when you look at the linebacker position, I know I mentioned this with J.J. Pegues, but the linebacker position at the NFL is trending away from those guys that are 6'4 unicorns that can man the middle of a defense. You're looking at those big, thick, shorter linebackers because they can kind of sift through the mess in there and play with a little bit of leverage and all those things. And so Chris Poupal, he models his game after Chad Greenlaw, who's one of the best in the NFL, and a really, really, impressive player, Dre Greenlaw, but a really impressive player in his own right. And again, kind of undersized. So when you look at his All-American season for Ole Miss and what he was able to do, first team All-American by USA Today, picked up a couple of other nominees and made it on the list for a couple other publications, but played in 12 games, started 11 at linebacker. And for somebody who's kind of viewed as a question mark going into fall camp, I mean, boy, talk about getting ROI just on an incredible level from Chris Poupal. So enjoy this interview with Poupal. He was awesome
Really enjoyed our time with him. And that'll do it for this edition of the flagship. So on the other side of it, I'll close it out. But that'll be it. And we'll be back with more of the flagship and our entire podcast network here at Ole Miss Spirit after we get some more time to record some episodes this week. So here's this interview with Poopaw.
Welcome back, and we're now happy to be joined by Ole Miss linebacker Poopaw, one of the great stories of the Rebels this season. Thanks for joining us at the East-West Shrine Bowl. What's this week started out like for you, and how happy are you to get this opportunity now?
First of all, man, I'm blessed to be here, blessed to be in this position to talk to these teams and just get around a group of guys who are ready to compete, as well as do something cool for the children in need. That's something that I pride myself on, giving back, so that's pretty neat. But honestly, man, the first day went swell. We out there competing, like I said earlier, just flying around, having fun.
What's been something from this week that has surprised you, and what's something you're looking forward to?
The thing that really surprised me was just getting around these teams, just seeing how organized it is and just the type of questions they ask you and things like that. But one thing I'm looking forward to, man, is the future. How this game's going to go, like I said, getting around those kids and leaving the impact on them is going to play a major role.
And looking back on your season for Ole Miss, what was it like to play not only in that defense as a group and what you guys were able to accomplish, but just seeing yourself take that next step?
Man, it was electric. Like I said, everybody, the happiest I've been was at Ole Miss. The fan base is great. My teammates was great, man. It was just a special team, a special group of guys that I was around, and we went to battle each and every day.
What was it like working with Coach Golden? What's he like on a day-to-day basis?
Coach Golden, one of the most laid-back guys you ever meet, man. But, man, he means what he says, man, and he'll coach you hard. But at the end of the day, he loves you. He just wants to see you succeed.
A lot of great linebackers come out of the SEC. Is there anybody in the NFL or SEC that you model your game after?
No doubt. So one person will be Quay Walker. I actually grew up with him, playing for the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
Dre Greenlaw is somebody I mostly compare myself to. Not the tallest, but somebody who brings it each and every day, comes ready to work. But, man, just got that instinct about him. He plays fast, plays aggressive, man, and he's just a heck of a ball player.
What's the early feedback that you're getting from these NFL teams after the year you had and what you bring to the table?
Man, they just really just they like the way that I play. They like the physicality and the speed that I play with, as well as the instincts that I play with, man. Like I said, I'm just highly blessed to be here, bro. Highly blessed to have this opportunity.
And as you look back on your time at Ole Miss, talk about the legacy that you guys as a whole this year and the last few years for other guys have left in Oxford with the play of the Rebels.
No doubt, man. Like I said, playing with those guys, man, it was a special group of guys. At one point, we led the nation in the turnover margin, less yardage allowed. That just showed you the type of guys that we surrounded by and the business that we took care of this season. Man, it was awesome going to war with those guys each and every day. Me and J.J. Pegues was actually just talking about that just previously when I was coming up the elevator. I mean, we was just talking about it, just reflecting on the season, and this was something special. Like, this was a great team. And you can tell the games that we did lose, those were just prime examples of how to beat yourself. And, we took that to the chin. We got better each and every day. Guys came in with the same energy, same intent, ready to work.
Who are some of the guys that you see as the next leaders of that Ole Miss defense?
One guy would definitely have to be Zay. We call him Zay number three. Yeah, man, he's a heck of a ball player, moves around fast. Another guy, young, Will Eccles.
Yep.
He's going to be pretty electric. He got some snap with us this year. He did a lot of great things. Xavier Harris, big guy, make a lot of impact plays. And he, honestly, that's somebody who loves football. Like, it's time that Coach Golden put on film, man. This is the biggest guy on our team, and he is chasing down running backs and causing fumbles. Like, that is insane. But, man, if I sat here and named everybody, man, we'd be sitting here all night. But
well, wait, what are you most looking forward to now that your NFL career is getting underway? And then we'll let you go get on to the rest of your night.
No doubt. Just, man, just being an impact at the franchise that chooses me. I'm somebody who's very passionate, somebody who loves what they do. I try to give my 100% best each and every day, and I expect that from my teammates as well as who I'll be working with each and every day, man. So, man, I'm excited for the future. I'm excited to get this going. I can't wait.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Pooh, for joining us, and it was a joy to watch you this year, and congratulations on all the success.
No doubt. Anytime.
Awesome. Thanks, Pooh.
All right, thank you guys for listening to the special edition of the flagship here at the Ole Miss Spirit affiliate of On3. You can sign up for just $1 for your first week. Huge opportunity there. So go ahead and do it. Lane Kiffin was on the recruiting trail. We've got transfer portal coverage, assessing the 2024 season, what's next for the Rebs. Baseball is about to start up. Basketball is looking to get off the skid, but set to host a five-star visitor this weekend. So sign up at omspirit.com and do it for just $1 for your first week. I'm Billy Embody. Hope you guys enjoyed this edition of the flagship. Appreciate Status Jet for their sponsorship of it. Head to statusjet.com for more. We will catch you next time on another edition of the flagship. Thanks for listening.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.